This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The widespread budget cuts, known as the sequester, have hit a variety of programs and services around the country. Now, earlier this week, we spoke about the cuts affecting low-income housing in Vermont. And now Head Start is feeling the pinch as well. Head Start is a program for young children serving low-income families, but the Head Start program in Washington County, New York, was recently impacted by a 5.2% budget cut as a result of the sequester. We're going to talk about these cuts now for our Friday regional report with reporter Elizabeth Conkey from the Bennington Banner. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, as I understand it, you know, this has really impacted Washington County pretty hard. In fact, there's an entire Head Start program in Cambridge that's being canceled. What's going on there?
Well, unfortunately, after this federal sequestration, it resulted in a 5.2% budget cut to these programs, both the early Head Start and Head Start programs in Washington County. And it serves over 455 local children. So because of this $200,000 cut, families are left, you know, scrambling, trying to find other plans, other child care options for the summer, as most of them work.
There was a six-week program connected with this Cambridge Office of Head Start. Is that right?
That's correct.
So what are these parents planning on doing now?
Two of the women that have been helping these families figure out other plans for child care this summer, Jennifer Berkey is the director of Washington County's Head Start program, and she and other colleagues from Head Start have been holding workshops with local families, teaching them that there are other options since a lot of them had been relying solely on Head Start for child care. So other options that they've been letting them know about, the Adirondack Child Care Network, the Lunch and Learn program in Salem, day camps and child care at the Glens Falls YMCA. These are all options that families can take advantage of.
Are there costs, though, associated with those alternative programs that would not have been associated with Head Start?
I think there are, but I know that there, according to Jennifer, there are scholarship and financial aid options available along with those programs.
I imagine that Head Start is probably pretty popular with parents here. I mean, give us an idea of what it really provides for children.
It helps these children be prepared to enter kindergarten. It lets children work on being apart from their parents. These people, the staff at Head Start, help these children get used to the fact that they will be in a school environment learning. It provides an element of trust with an adult figure other than their parents.
And Elizabeth, in your reporting on this in the Banner, you mentioned Jennifer Berkey before, and apparently she was saying that this may not be the end of it.
Yeah, unfortunately, she said the federal government have been in contact with them, with the county, and according to the government, there could be future cuts targeted at this particular program.
And I would imagine, too, that that would put some strain on these alternatives that you were mentioning before, because are people looking at that, the alternatives, as a viable long-term solution to Head Start, or is this really more of a patchwork?
I think right now it's more of a last-minute plan, because a lot of these parents, they have to work. And if they can't work, they have to stay home and take care of their children, which will only add to the unemployment rate.
Yeah, and it's a real indication, too, of how the sequester, which seemed as this sort of amorphous thing that started out at the federal level, is now really coming home to roost in a lot of local communities.
It's certainly trickling down at a fast rate.
Reporter Elizabeth Conkey with the Bennington Banner, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.